Good evening, this is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley service. Matt, filling in for Kevin or Matt, not really sure who had it tonight, but this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be August 16th on a Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a night controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink Mobile tonight, Bob, and it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
All right, KD2PFM, Kevin, you sound good, Mobile. How are you doing this evening?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, and everyone on board. KD2FPM out here in Pender's Corners, heading through West Davenport. West Davenport. I was almost wrong in my direction here. And currently just finishing up with our drill tonight. So I'm making my way back to home base. And, Bob, like I say, I really do appreciate you picking up the net tonight because I wasn't sure when we were going to get finished tonight with our drill. So thank you again. All right, with that, I won't hold the repeater down. Looks like we got, I'm going to say, probably in the mid-70s here right now with mostly clear skies. Oh, by the way, real quick heads up before I say 7-3, hand it back. Keep an eye to the sky because I've been seeing the International Space Station flying over pretty much directly overhead. So with that, 7-3, KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, glad to have you check in with us, and hope the meeting, you know, everything went well. I know with those things from time to time, they tend to get lengthy, and sometimes they get long-winded, but there again, you know, you really can't count on a specific time. Okay, you have a great evening, and we'll see. Guess we'll look for regular members and guests. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. This is... KC2QQR, good evening, Bob.
Okay, we've got two more. KC2QQR, Chuck. And we've got N2PFM, George. George, how are things going for you today?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody else. Kevin James and QQR and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 73 degrees after a range today of 59 to 83. It was sunny most of the day. I got the outdoor electrical work all done. I just got to put one outdoor box in and tomorrow, and that went in, and I'll be finished with that. Stuff's all buried nicely and everything. All the stuff you can use an in-ground burial, except one place you can't use that in-ground burial wire within New York City, but I'm not worried about that since I'm not there anymore. That's about it. Nice day. Did some, like I said, that and a few little things here around the house. By the way, that is not KD2PFM, that's KD2FPM. You said PFM, it's FPM, but Kevin James, I'm PFM2PFM. Just to, that we get everything in order there. And with that, we'll say God bless. 73Z2PFM clear.
Well, I wrote it down correct, George. Thought I said it the right way, but, well, things can happen and things get twisted around that way sometimes. Well, I'm glad you had a good day and you got some electrical work done, and that's another task that gets you free of a few things that way. I got into that with a project not long ago, a couple days ago, down by the lake, and worked out really well. Okay, you have a good evening. Chuck, what's going on with you? KC2QQR.
KC2QQR. Well, good evening, Bob. Anybody else in the nut tonight? I had a great day today. Great day at work. Got a lot of stuff done. Enjoyed the day for the most part. Yeah, it was a little warm in Utica. Got up to around 88 out there. And a little breeze, but it wasn't really noticeable. Not like yesterday, but still got a whole bunch of stuff done there and got home and got more than I expected to get done. I wound up trimming. When I first started, I was originally just going to clean my front garden up and just get some weeds out of there. And then it turned into, well, let me clean the grape trellis. Had some stuff growing in there that shouldn't have been growing in there. And then as I drove the tractor around, I dumped that off, and I'm like, oh, let me trim one of my maple trees. So I trimmed that back a little bit so I could mow around it, or at least underneath it. And dropped that off and said, you know what, enough's enough. I did enough today, so it was getting to be around, maybe around 8:15 or so, somewhere around there, and just had enough. So, well, I could have kept going, but I just felt like stopping. So, there's always tomorrow afternoon, I'll do a couple more things around the house, probably do some more trimming. Don't know what I'll get to yet, but I'm sure I'll find something because there's always a lot of stuff to do around here. Never ending. But, yeah, electrical work, I always have those projects around the house. Let me drop it. I just replaced GFI outlet in my barn for some reason. I don't know if a surge got to it or something, but it, I took it apart because I was just curious to see what happened, and it was kind of blackened inside, so something went bad in there. But, replaced that, and it's been working good, so, don't know. Very interesting. They're kind of expensive, too, that's why I was curious in taking it apart, just to see what was in there, so. But it didn't look good, so I couldn't use it. But, yeah, electrical work. So I always got plenty of that around here. There'll be something to do, or something I want to move or relocate. But anyways, I hope everyone's having a great evening. It's right around 73 here in Vernon, so, I'll be heading off to Austin pretty soon, so, then I'll be heading off to bed, so. With that, I'll say 73 to everyone, and have a wonderful, great evening, and great day tomorrow. KC2QQ, that's about it.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yeah, I'll tell you what, electrical work always seems to pop up here and there. Sometimes you need to create a new circuit somewhere. Well, I'll tell you what, those GFIs, sometimes after a while the attrition gets to them just from oxidation and others. I've seen where you can get, I guess it's bugs gets into them. They find their way inside the doggone things, and sometimes it's all it takes just to make a short circuit or make the thing trip real easy. I had one a while back down by the dock I had to replace too, and I think that's probably prevalent with what happens to them. Okay, Chuck, you have a good evening, and 7-3. Take care and have a good day tomorrow. We'll see who else would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
You taking your check-ins?
Roger.
This is KD2DXF. Good evening.
WA to you.
Okay, we've got two more. Welcome, John, and welcome, Lenny. Got WA to you and KD2DXF. Lenny, what's going on with you this evening?
It's Matt, WA to you, just but you know.
You know what I look... You're right, John. I got it. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's a couple of calls. Yeah, I had them mixed up here. Boy, this is happening too often. I don't know, I think the memory circuits are starting to burn, John. Okay, Matt, well, we'll start over with that. KD2DXF, what's going on with you?
KD2DXF, sorry, I didn't know you called me. I was paying attention to you had a radio head going on. Let me see. Didn't get a whole lot done today. Got some parts for the motorcycle and got that fixed. Still some grinding noises. I got to further inspect and see what's going on. See if, I believe there's extra spots open if anybody's interested. The, Honoring American Days in Rome. They're looking for some amateur radio operators to help. I believe all of the minimum positions are filled. They're just looking for a couple extra here and there. So if anyone's interested in that, they can contact John at Alpha Bravo 2, Quebec Zulu, AB2QZ. He's heading the parade. Let's see, other than that, I don't have anything that I can think of. I'll just be here on the side listening. It was KD2DXF back to Mexico.
Okay, Matt. Yeah, that's good info. What if somebody's available and would like to donate some time and do that, feel free to contact either Matt or, I think you, the other call you had, was AB2QZ, is that correct?
AB2QZ is correct.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we'll move along to John. John, how are things with you and Kathy down at Hinckley?
Yeah, good. WATU is 67 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Had a real good day today. We ran out and did a number of errands. Avoided the heat, did the workout in the gym, got about a little bit over 9 miles in on the air dying, and staying cool like everyone. So had a nice day. As I said, did a lot of running around. Hit the road around 7:30 this morning and went down to Herkimer and took care of business, a pistol permit office. Weather was hardly in. We were in and out of there in a flash, so quite a difference in compared to what was going on there in December. Did some shopping and spent some time on the phone. Got some calls from people I used to work with years ago. Been retired about, I can't believe it, 5 years now. So I guess we're going to get a little get-together in August. So looking forward to that. It's kind of exciting. And spent some time in camp yesterday. We put up a tarp over the fire pit. We usually do that every year. A little late, but yesterday was the right day to do it because it was overcast. So wouldn't have happened today. Got a few projects done. I guess we're going to go in with a few people and sit around the fire at the camp tomorrow. A little different twist on our Thursday get-together. So good to hear you, Bob, and everyone. Matt, your audio is just a little light, but it might be just me. So maybe just the distance from the microphone. But garden's doing well. We don't get the rain. It gets the garden hose out and spend some time with that. So haven't done anything more with the wood. I did cut up some of the large tree out front here and brought it over the wood splitter and got quite a pile of wood for the fire ring. So been busy with that. But days like this, we just wait for cooler days to take care of business. So all is well, and projects are moving along, and anticipating working on... putting the deck together over at the camp. So we'll get to that as the temperatures drop off a little bit. I heard today, or was it yesterday, on the radio, listening to George Kaplan there, that since, what was it, June 21st, we've lost...
Well, I went out this morning and took advantage of the cooler part of the morning. Yeah, we played 9 holes. There were myself and a couple of friends. Enjoyed it very much. Got done about noontime. We're just really starting to build up in the heat. Humidity level was still there because the dew was burning off, but I'll tell you what, it was an excellent day. In the afternoon, we went down by the lake, sat and enjoyed the breeze coming off the water, and practically cooked dinner down there. Then came back up this evening and got ready for a little round of TV and a couple of shows that we normally watch. And that pretty well rounded off the day for us. Okay, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, we've got KC2NBU, Ray, KC2WIP. Pete, how was your day? Hope you got to enjoy it a little bit.
KC2WI, no, not at all. Started out not too bad this morning. I made some progress, had a phone call, a little remote support that made me some money. Unexpected, you know, high priority, so good dollars. And I really was kind of thinking that I'd go up to Lake Pleasant for a couple days, and then yesterday, of course, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't real, real nice. I mean, it was quite a nice day, but overcast, and it didn't get too hot, so I just kept working. I thought, well, maybe I'll go up for the day. There's a couple things I really could do up there. A couple people have called me, you know, of course, in one last minute, you know, how do I do Windows 10? Well, you know. Another one, well, both of them, actually, Frontier problems. Surprise, surprise. And another one that I had got an email from, hey, can you stop by sometime, look at, you know, so-and-so's computer, because I don't know what I'm doing with it. Yep, and I said, well, I might be there middle of the week. And I never left the house, almost. I never got to go. I was going to go out, take a couple hours, go for a swim, maybe take a little, you know, walk up the Black River or the Moose River. Never did it. Up at 7 o'clock, I went over and jumped in the river here for 2 minutes. And things just went downhill from the morning. I mean, I accomplished a few things I needed to do as far as getting Windows 10 in two or, I think, well, I guess I got them in two of mine. Bought some problems here, two of my refurbs that have been sitting. No, that's kind of my fault for not really working on those a lot earlier. And boy, I have a couple of laptops here. Got an Asus laptop. Windows 8 has this fast boot. It makes it impossible to get the thing into the BIOS and boot it from anything else. And it took forever to get around that. And it's still, you still can't set it right. And I don't know, that's just the way the day went. Guy just came over and picked up a computer. And I guess I'm just, I'm going to be stuck here working. But here it is, the end of July, and this seems to happen a lot. I have not, I've been up, you know, I've been out here and there. I've been up home for a few days, but I've never been out, really out. It's always been, well, I just got to come back to Glenfield because I have this, and it's usually on the hottest day of the week. Or, well, I just got to sit here and do these computers. Well, I'll just go click this and click that, then I'll go out in the kayak. And it doesn't work, so then it's noon, you know, and that's not the time you want to be out and paddling around in the middle of the lake. You want to do that early in the morning and get back at 12, you know, 12:30 or something, or get to where you're going and put your hammock up in the trees and relax for three hours, or even just hike in the woods but not in the sun. And it's never happened the whole spring and summer, so. I think it was John maybe said, time of lost minutes, and it gets faster the later it goes. So I'm pretty much, and I shouldn't do it because I've got things to do. I'm pretty much just saying, you know what, after this weekend, I'm taking days off, just like a normal person. I'm taking them off. I'm not going to worry about just doing this or that. I'm going to go, looks like the first few days of next week looks real good. And then, I don't know, you know, who knows a week out, but we have the Lane 10K run. Run around Lake Pleasant is next Sunday up in Lake Pleasant. Monday is Hamilton County Family Fun Day. We always do radio for that. Following Saturday, we're going to do another session of the special event station during the Hamilton County Bicentennial History Fair or something, they're calling it down in Speculators Pavilion. So I'm kind of looking at a couple weeks here where I think I'm going to just take some days and say, sorry, I'm not available. Stop that eventually. Anyway, so that's my situation here. It's not too bad. It's still 74. Never got too bad in the house until later in the afternoon, and a lot of that was just me rushing around. And it's not damp, though. It's not like, you know, summers years ago, I remember some here was just impossible. But this summer, even though it's got fairly hot, it's not been that real hot, muggy, damp, oppressive, never cools off at night heat. So that's good. I can see I'm going to not have to put air. I'm going to get through the summer without the air conditioners again. Yeah, I don't think I've put them in at least 5 years. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know what you mean there with the ACs, but just not so far, knock on wood, we haven't had the sticky part of the weather in the evening like we have had in past years. Well, it sounds like you had a busy, kind of frustrating day, and you got to take time off and just get some R&R. Just blow off a couple of days and do what you want to do and kind of unwind and charge the batteries back up again. All right, Pete, you have a good evening. I hope tomorrow goes better for you. And we'll see how Ray's doing. KC2NBU. KC2NBU, Ray, are you still there? Well, he might have had something come up and can't get back to us. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU with a comment or info.
Okay, John. KC2, or WATU.
And maybe we'll give Ray a chance to swap out a battery or something. I've had that happen. You just check in, and then the next thing you know, boy, the radio's quiet. Pete and I, well, we had kind of a round table going the other day, and I was back reading QST. I don't know how many people read QST, and I was just thinking how amateur radio has changed not only with the hobby itself, different aspects, but also the technology. And Pete, you'll get a kick out of this. And we were talking about all the DSP and digital processing and all the different things going on. So I was reading QST July issue, and there was a product review in there. Here you go, Pete, or anyone else. Anyone else? It's an IC7851. That's their latest and greatest flagship transceiver. I think it does everything. It should. But I read the review, and then I read the the dimensions, and then I read the price. And I was sitting down when I was reading. I think it was a good thing. I just can't imagine. The radio cost $13,000. $13,000. I can't imagine. I guess if you have it, that's the thing to do. But boy, there had to be a lot of justification spending $13,000 on a transceiver. But you don't even have a tower yet or an amplifier or something. So there you go. It makes everything that we have here look very inexpensive. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, yeah, I'm with you. There's no way I could justify that, nor would I want to. For the amount of time that I get on even the HF, I'm on it sometimes quite frequently and other times not. But more often than not, just too busy with projects and what have you. And when you get a little bit of time, you get on there. But boy, I'll tell you what, even to buy like my 820S today, I would imagine for what it cost years ago and what it is now, I think, maybe a lot of people wouldn't have a problem affording it, because there again, the income, like everything else, has gone sky high too, as opposed to back when I was working. I've been retired now for 12 years, but basically 10. Went back to work for another 2. But times have changed. That's about all I can say. And it's just mind-boggling at what the cost is on some of the radio equipment today. Okay, John, you have a good evening. I give another shot for Ray, see if he's still hanging in there. KC2MU, this is N5AOW. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
WATU, I just have one.
Go ahead, John.
Really directed towards Pete, because he seems to be our resident computer tech on the repeater here, but I might have this incorrect, but not only are we losing time hours of lightness, but every day, a minute or so, whatever it is, but also the clock is ticking down for Windows 10, and from what I understand, the clock stops on July 30th. And I don't know where I heard this. I don't know if I heard it on the radio. I don't know where I actually heard it. But after that date, if people are thinking of upgrading to Windows 10, I think it's about $120. So it's just something to think about. Or I don't know if Pete has any comments on that, but I just thought I'd mention it, because I probably won't be on the net tomorrow evening. WATU, back to net. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, John. Yeah, I was and entertain that on mine, and unfortunately, I guess with Vista, you have to go to 7 and then maybe do the transformation to 10. But at this point, from what I've seen and people talking about it, I'm not crazy about it. Sherry's got it on hers, and she's pretty much not happy with it. And I can see why. I've followed through some of the things on it, and I'm not crazy about it either. So anyway, with that, are there any other check-ins, queries, or late check-ins, comments? Oh, hey, talk about a tongue twister. I did that one totally backwards.
KC2WI.
Pick it up, Pete. KC2WI.
The official deadline is July 29th, and I'm not too bad, but I have two Windows 8.1 product keys that I bought on eBay with the idea of installing 8.1 in a couple of older computers that were, you know, Vista. Because once I installed the 8.1 and it was, you know, $40 or $30 or something, then I could put them to 10 and, you know, have them updated, and they're Core 2 Duos or whatever. I never got around to it because I couldn't decide which ones to do, and I decided, I think I have two laptops. The problem is one of them's up in Lake Pleasant, I think, so I guess that's not going to get done. That's a nice 17-inch. It's a screen and like 3 gigabytes of RAM. I don't have the processor, but it's pretty good. And then I have an Acer here that's a little clunkier. I mean, it's a nice computer. And I have a couple of desktops, so I have to decide like tomorrow. And I guess I'm going to decide that I'm not, unless I get done with everything else, I can run up to Lake Pleasant tomorrow night and do it Friday, I guess, that other laptop. It's going to be a showcase for how nicely Linux runs, I guess. Yeah. That's the thing that unless you're absolutely have to have Windows for some reason, the best thing to do with your Vista machine or your XP machine is tell Microsoft where they can stick it and load up with appropriate distribution of Linux. Probably, I think I've kind of leaned towards Lubuntu, which is the lightweight Ubuntu, just a different desktop manager. And it runs really good on, you know, computers that aren't necessarily really high-powered, and it looks very much like Windows in terms of the usability. And that's, I think, where things are going. Anyway, speaking of, yeah, $13,000 is a lot of money. Although, you know, people say, oh, the radio gear is so expensive today. Well, you know, in 1972 or 82 even, well, let's say in 1972, you couldn't buy, and then they have a bonus question. Today's or yesterday's bonus question. This is a great question. To what frequency would you tune your radio if you wanted the numerical value of your frequency in megahertz to be equal to the wavelength in meters? It's a great question. And then the ABCD choices are 21.025, 18.110, 17.320, and 14.000 megahertz. So, okay, if you're a real ham, you can answer that question two ways. One is you can calculate it, and the other way you can look at those four numbers and know which one it has to be. KC2WI.
Roger, that's certainly a good question, Pete. And I don't know, for myself, I've been away from it so long and in a lot of calculations and things, I wouldn't even take a stab at it for a guess, but Now, it's one of those things, you know. It wasn't kind of not on my priority list with a lot of the technical data that goes with it today. I just kind of got away from it. Wish I hadn't, but I did. And to get back into it again, be a little more time-consuming than I'd want to put into it. Okay, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2MBU.
Okay, Ray, glad to have you back with us, KC2MBU.
Yeah, I had to take a landline call. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I had all the certifications in the automotive field, ASC Master Certified. And I'll tell you, the toughest test to repass every 5 years was the automatic transmission test, because the transmissions designs would change every year. And I can't even imagine now. Chrysler's got a new 9-speed transmission in the Jeep Grand Cherokees. Just do a flowchart on that. It's difficult, let alone a troubleshooting diagnosis, or even a rebuild.
Roger on that. I know exactly where you're going with that. And back when I was involved in the automotive part of it, I think the last tranny I rebuilt was there was a C6 and then a 427 Mopar. And I'll tell you what, they've certainly advanced so much more in technology. And well, when it comes down to it, basically the trannies are computer controlled anyway now. It's not like they used to be with pressures and servos and what have you. So I don't think I'd want to get into that facet of it anymore. It's just mind-boggling and too complicated to even I couldn't imagine the amount of hours you would need in study just to be able to pass the test to be able to do one of those. So anyway, your further comments on that, right? And KC2MBU, this is N5AMW.
You know, well, at least doctors, they can count on people being pretty much the same. And they don't change the model every time a new one's born. So it's, you know, they get new equipment, new diagnostic equipment, new ways to treat people. But the subject, people stay the same. Every brand is different. Every car model changes every couple of years. It is frustrating. And this one certification that I have not kept up, because it's just too much bookwork. And a lot of the transmissions you'll never see. And you have to know them all and have the equipment to troubleshoot them if you're gonna work on them. So I sent them to my buddy Rick down in New Hartford.
Yeah, that would be my motive operandus myself, you know, to get into it anymore, especially with the transaxles, you know, and the special tooling required to even to get to that point. You know, there's so many of them just need to be taken out with the engine and then separated, so not any other way of going around it. Well, I guess I better clear out of here and make room for OC-10, let them in and do their net. Everyone have a fine evening. This is N5AOW. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. We had Ray, KC2WIP, we have John, Matt, Chuck, George, and Kevin. Everyone have a great evening. N5AOW clear.
KC2WIWATU, if you're still happy.
answer, and I'll make a comment. Ray's comment with the transmissions, maybe it's not quite as bad, and I'm not trying to keep up with some certification, but this is exactly the way it is with computers and Windows. You know, the concept is the same, but especially with Windows, Microsoft changes things just because they don't document. They definitely don't document. There's no manual. There's no, you know, at least with a transmission, you could get the service manual that is very, very detailed and specific. You know, it doesn't tell you how to use a wrench, but it tells you how everything about that transmission. There is no such thing. There is no such thing published by the manufacturer for Windows. And generally speaking, especially for laptops, there, HP is, I don't like HP, but they do usually do a pretty good job on having a service manual that tells you how to take it apart. It's getting harder to do, but so I can feel the pain there. I can definitely relate to that. And that's why I don't fix laptops hardware-wise beyond the basics. I send them out to somebody who's got all the equipment. Anyway, Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, well, Adirondack Music ran into problems with the RCA TVs. Apparently, the ones that Walmart were selling for $199 was not the same one that Adirondack Music was selling for $299. They took a lot of regulation circuits and to just stuff that they really cut a lot of corners. And needless to say, all it would take is a lightning spike or a power line spike or something to wipe out a Walmart one that ones in the music store wouldn't bother it a bit. Yet RCA didn't provide them with the schematics to fix the cheaper Walmart models.
I'll be right to the comment. I've got it, Ray. I just wanted to comment about the vehicle. I had a friend that used to work up at OCC, so Silent Key now, K1RKK, and he was head of the automotive department up there. He was a chairman and professor and things. And I think he spent as much time, the time he spent in the classroom was in proportion. He spent more time in Michigan on the road just trying to keep up with all the different changes just so he could be aware of what was going on. It was almost 50-50. It was absolutely incredible just to keep up with the speed. You know, they paid for all the stuff, but he'd have to go out to Michigan just for the training. He'd turn around and come back and teach, and he's gone another few weeks. It was just an ongoing process. And Pete, this is for you. You need to put up a sign, MHL, you know, mental health, please. So some Thursday you want to get together, we'll arrange it. You can come over and join us by the fireside here. So, of course, everyone's welcome, but I just thought I'd throw that out. I'll turn it back over to you, Pete, and say 73 WA2. I just had that comment for Ray about the train. WA2, clear. Go ahead, Pete.
KC2WI. Well, yeah, I hope, you know, we get a lot of potential customers listening on the scanner, but the general public doesn't see, I think, in a lot of professions, and obviously in the auto mechanics field, you know, a lot of people maybe that used to do it or you know, kind of just see sort of wrench turning is not that hard, really don't understand in the modern vehicle. And I think that's also a problem with kids that want to, you know, think they want to be mechanics because they worked on their mini bike or something, you know. They don't really like school. They don't like math. And, you know, you can't, you know, you could change tires, I guess. But anyway, yeah. But it's the same in this business. We spend so much time that we cannot charge anybody for, either because we're just trying to figure things out that are not documented, even worse, things that are documented but don't work the way they're documented. And once you figure something out, give it a year or two, and, you know, in the Windows world in particular, Microsoft's going to change it. And the things that you knew you could just do bang, 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 all of a sudden it just doesn't work anymore. And you maybe you didn't know that, you know. It doesn't work. Now you got to go out and figure out, spend hours to figure out what they changed that they didn't make obvious, and or, you know, you go to click on, you know, you go through, I'll call it a wizard, but a setting thing that says something but doesn't really work that way. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, a lot of people say, how can you possibly stand to do this stuff? And sometimes I wonder, because, you know, I just seem to do pretty good and have a pretty productive day, and the next thing you know, I'm spending 10 hours charging for two again. And but yeah, the mental health, there's no question. I mean, that's one nice thing of working for somebody else, depending on how much responsibility you have, I guess. You can go home and kind of say, well, I'm not in the office now. And come back tomorrow, and you might be worrying about, you know, thinking about something or solving a problem. But probably nobody's going to call you at 8 o'clock at night or Saturday or you know, things like that. So, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Do you have the answer to the radio frequency question? No calculation required, but the calculation is one of those five numbers that you remember, you know, 300 divided by the frequency in megahertz, but you don't need to do that. Just go look at the four numbers. And, you know, 21.025, 18.110, 17.320, and 14.000, and you can pick the, you know, that's it. You know what the answer is. You can prove, you can double check yourself by the calculation, but it's really easy.
One more comment. Two of my favorite diagnostic tools, Google.
To my real radio, this is my ICOM.
Yeah, that's good.
My boy took his iPhone with him on senior trip day to Darien Lake, and on the roller coaster in his pocket, it shattered the screen. And I told him he had two options. I says it was kind of dumb to take a phone on that roller coaster. You got two options. You can take some they want $100 at the iPhone store to fix it. You can take $100 out of your graduation money and we'll pay to have it fixed. Or, I says, I will pay out of my money the $27 it costs for a new screen kit with the tools on, and you can replace the screen yourself. And he balked at that and said, well, I don't know how to do that. He says, well, go to YouTube and watch three different YouTube videos. And by the time you're done watching three videos, I think you can do it. And he did. It took him 3.5 hours, but he's got a very good understanding of how that phone comes apart and goes back together, and I had to show him how to do the ribbon cables, and we had to use two hands for a couple of them, but it works. And,
that's something I haven't got into doing, and I don't know if I want to, you know. If it was 30 years younger, 20 years maybe, and I still had 20/20 vision, I would not hesitate. But you know, I guess maybe if you could get the screen for $27 and charge $100, it's probably not a bad business, and everybody's got them and they all break them. But maybe I'll do that. Maybe if I actually start to do more business up in Lake Pleasant, because nobody around there is doing that. I know that there's a guy here that does that. But I had a guy from actually National Grid, when we were chasing that interference, we got talking, and he says, you know, it's really pretty easy to do that. So, but it's just, you know, one of those things. You have to have patience, and you have to have good vision. KC2WI.
Yeah, it's kind of like being a jeweler. You got to be able to work on teeny, teeny, tiny stuff and teeny, tiny screws and have steady hands. And again, yeah, if you don't like laptops, you really wouldn't like iPhones.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know that the iPhones and those are any worse from what I've heard. The laptops, and you know what? I almost think they might be easier in a way because enough people are doing them. Like you say, pretty much any phone out there, somebody's figured it out and has done it and wants to be a movie star and put it on YouTube. And if they do it with a camera that's